Hey there, this is Darren Gilbertson, podcasting to you from the base of the Bighorn Mountains, located in beautiful Sheridan, Wyoming. This is my first podcast, so bear with me. Talk a little bit today about my top storylines for Super Bowl 47. These are some of the things that I'll be watching for as the 49ers take on the Baltimore Ravens. Kicking it old school, taking a look at two players who've been in the league a long time and the impact that they will have on the outcome of the game. Looking first at Randy Moss, one of the greatest wide receivers in the history of the league. He caught a short touchdown pass from Tom Brady in 2007, looking to score his first Super Bowl ring, only to see Eli Manning lead a game-winning drive as the Patriots lost. Does he have enough left in his tank to help San Francisco win and get his first ever ring? On Baltimore's side, it's hard to believe that with all the success they've had, Ed Reed has never been to a Super Bowl, but the 34-year-old ball hawk, 11-year pro with 9 Pro Bowls under his belt, may be running out of time. So it'll be interesting to see those matchups. Quarterback swag. Who can step up? Joe Flacco, while he's very good, he's also been very inconsistent. Earlier this year, he declared himself an elite NFL quarterback. And after knocking off Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in back-to-back weeks, can he prove just how elite he can be? Colin Kaepernick for the 49ers is starting his 10th game. 10 games, people. Now that's a storyline. And kicking it. What role will the kickers play in the outcome of the game? Both defenses are very strong and could come down to kicks. The 49ers' David Akers has been one of the best kickers in the NFL, but after missing 14 field goal attempts this season, including one in the NFC Championship game, and also receiving death threats via Twitter this season, how shaken is his confidence? By contrast, Baltimore's Justin Tucker is a rookie, an undrafted rookie nonetheless. He hit 30 of 33 attempts this season, including a 47-yard game winner against Denver in double overtime in the first round of the playoffs. His confidence and swag could come into play. These are the storylines I'll be watching for in the Super Bowl, and I'm going to hopefully have a nice spread. So get your snacks together, take care, and make it a great day.